everyone, so let's start. Show me the money. As I look back at my own personal journey, I see many wrong turns and mistakes. Yet these mistakes were necessary for me to find my way. Fortunately, I had enough love and support in my life to learn from those mistakes. After suffering deprivation, I give myself permission to ask for more. I learned the hard way that if you don't ask, you don't get. Eventually, after asking God to show me the way, I learned that I could also ask God to show me the money. I gradually learned that I could ask God to show me the money. Besides prayer, what helped me to move on was knowing I had the resources to make it in the world. I was not alone. God was helping me, and I had a family and friends who cared, who could and would help me to get started again. I was able to bounce back so quickly because of the love and support available to me from God, my family and my friends. For God's blessing to take hold in our lives, we must do everything within our power to get what we need. We cannot just expect God to do it all. It does not work that way. God only does the part that you can't do. So, when you pray, God only does the part that you can't do. It is not enough just to find God to achieve outer success. You must also be able to get what you need to grow. The seed could be healthy, the ground could be fertile, but if you don't water the seed, it can't grow. To experience inner and outer success, fulfilling our emotional needs for love and support is essential. As we get what we need, we are able to look back to our difficulties and learn and grow from them. Without the support of love, we tend to look back with resentment and blame and miss the important lessons and growth. For me, being poor and homeless helped me to open my heart even more to the material world. As I got back on my feet again, I really appreciated money. I clearly saw that money was a blessing from heaven or a ticket to hell. Money itself is neutral. We make it either positive or negative. The blessing from my homelessness was an enormous appreciation for the gifts money could offer me. I still remember the joy and appreciation I felt when a friend noticed that I needed money and gave me $50. I learned that a hungry man really appreciates the simple things of life. This appreciation for what I had plus the confidence that I could have more become a tremendous magnet to draw success in my life. Even today, although I love the comforts and trappings of outer success, I travel around the world and sometimes live as a native in underdeveloped areas. Missing the simple comforts of our Western lifestyle keeps me from taking it for granted. Primitive living protects me from losing my appreciation for what I have. A tremendous amount of stress is taken from your life when your biggest worries and challenges are where to get bottled water, toilet paper, cooked food, a shower and a bed. When the comforts of life are temporarily taken away, I experience once again that I can be happy without them. When the pleasure of the mind heart and senses are not available, the inner light of the soul has a chance to shine more brightly. Yet this wouldn't be such an enlightening experience and positive challenge if I did not know what I also had the power to come back and to create material success as well. When I choose to give up the pleasure of civilator, it is not permanent. I still honor my desires from pleasure, comfort, abundance, money, family, friends, and health. After 5 or 6 days, I return to comfort. When I finally have a room in a nice hotel with hot water, I experience such physical pleasure and joy that I thank God for my outer success as well. Let there be no doubt that the quest for money is hurting the world, but do not forget the reason why. Material abundance or the desire for it is not the problem. Outer success is only the cause of unhappiness. When we make it our primary focus and neglect being true to ourselves, once we have fulfilled our soul's desire to be whole, then money is one of God's blessings. The desire for money and outer success is healthy and wholesome. Worldly success does not have to take us away from ourselves. You can have outer success and be true to yourself. You can get what you want and continue to love and take care of what you have. With an understanding of how to create personal success, you can experience both inner and outer success. Thank you and have a nice sleep.